I tell you what this game is about. It's about us, man. If we stay together, if we fight, if we believe, we can be beat.
Hines anew, throwing it back to Andy Dalton. Dalton makes the catch. Nice for the pop on. Touchdown.
Bell on the left side. He's on his way. Le'Veon Bell in for the touchdown.
Stiff arms the defender in the 25. Oh, he's up free in the 20.
This guy's amped up, man.
Wow, bro.
That's the move. Tim Bush. Touchdown.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand.
Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Hurry, right tackle. Touchdown, Cowboys.
Manning now has more touchdown passes than any other player in NFL history.
It's Megatron again.
Chucks it towards the end zone up in the air. One hand catch. Antonio Gates. Touchdown.
89-yard touchdown run by Trey Mason.
Genius time.
Lost the middle and in the end zone.
Wow.
This is all Marshawn Lynch.
That's sick.
Hey, everybody. Adam Rank here on the red carpet of the 2014 NFL Fantasy Live Awards, the biggest night in fantasy football. And we'll be talking to a lot of the stars of the show and making his way right here. Some would say the rookie of the year on the fantasy show, that person, but not me. Jimmy Coe, the host of NFL Fantasy Live. What was your favorite segment? Because for me, I would say it was Danger Zone. It was an inspired segment. Two guys out there having the fun. What do you think was the best Danger Zone pick of the year?
I would have
to say... I say Jonas Gray, and it was an inspired. He scored four touchdowns a day.
We did.
Would you stop? Listen, you get to talk all the time. Let me just say this. Great first year. How would you sum it up? One word.
That would be...
That's how he would sum it up. Thank you so much, Jimmy Coe, the Hall of Famer. Michael Fabiano will be joining us here in just a moment. Of course, Michael Fabiano had a death squad, a seemingly unbeatable fantasy team.
Don't remind
me. But somehow, it didn't work out. What was the downfall?
Peyton Manning's four interceptions, T.Y. Hilton getting hurt.
Okay, now, but Peyton Manning, I think... Now, is there ever going to be a chance that you could forgive Peyton Manning?
Never. I'm actually on your bandwagon now.
Well,
I'm off the Peyton Manning train.
Thank you. We'll see you inside.
All right.
And I'm the Peyton Manning truther. I try to tell people that Peyton Manning is somebody who will not come through. I'm sorry. Hey, look who's here.
Hey,
it's Akbar. It's Akbar Bajabia. Sir, please. It's Akbar Bajabia Miller. You also might know him from American Ninja Warrior, because actually he won't let us forget, because each and every day he likes to walk and be like, hey, I'm on NBC as well, and let us know that he's on a big fancy network TV show. But Akbar, how would you sum up your year on NFL Fantasy Live?
Well, you know, this is a great year for me. I mean, you know, I had a really good draft. I had Calvin Johnson, A.J. Green, and to me, this was one of the best years I've had in a long time.
Now, there's a lot of whispers that there could be a change at the general manager position on your team. Do you wish to address those right now?
Well, you know what? Right now, you know, we're going to take it one day at a time. You know, the most important thing right now is Week 17.
Okay.
And for those who are playing in Week 17, it's Week 17.
Okay, don't be playing in Week 17. Akbar, we'll see you in there.
Great year,
as always. It's a Trap, everybody's favorite segment, probably the top segment. And here comes noted NFL historian Elliot Harrison. And I'm glad he's here, because it's obvious we're going to have something to talk about. I don't know if you folks, are you familiar with the movie Christmas Story?
I am.
Okay,
I am.
Do you notice that the dad rips the Chicago Bears, but the movie is set in 1941 when the Bears are in the second of their championship seasons. Second of four. Do you think that's wrong? Do you think that we should have a fact checker, and does it ruin the Christmas Story experience for you?
It does. But I would say they should have gone 1940. But I want to tell you, the CGI and everything about that helps no one.
Right.
I'm a huge fan.
Thank you very much.
No,
we appreciate it. Babu's
like
waiting
here
for you. Lana's got a table
for you.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Save one for me. And now we can come over. The celebrities are here for this. This is how big it is. This is a huge, huge deal. We thank you for stopping by today. Now, I was interested, because you think that you can lead the Jets many years in the future, that you feel you could be the leader and the quarterback that the Jets are looking for. How do you feel about that?
Really, man?
What's up?
Really?
What's that? Oh,
right? I can't do one last Geno Smith joke before it's... You guys wear ugly sweaters the other day. Okay, we've got a great award show for you today. We're dishing out tons of hardware. NFL Fantasy Live starts right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Cal Berkeley's finest, the host of NFL Fantasy Live, James Coe.
Hello, everybody. I'm James Coe, and welcome to the fifth annual NFL Fantasy Live Awards. It was another great year in fantasy. It was also my first as one of the show's hosts. I was able to see firsthand such tours de force, or some may have called them train wrecks, such as Waiver Wire Lane, Fantasy Starters Club, oh, and of course, the incomparable, the one and only, Fantasy Bartender. All skits looking back, I would not have touched with a 10-foot pole. So we're at the point now where the guys are just mailing it in, just playing caricatures of themselves, man. You saw them earlier, and you'll see it throughout the show. Adam Rank here wearing his ugly socks and telling his same tired jokes. Weird. Michael Fabiano here wearing his fashionable shoes. Strange. And Elliot Harrison here dressed as a dated 80s reference. I know, you can't believe it. Unfortunately, Molly Karam is not here, and that sound you hear is the bulk of our male audience changing the channel right about now. But really, though, a great award show is in front of us here today. Among others, we're awarding our Fantasy Rookie of the Year, our Fantasy Bust of the Year, and my personal favorite, our That Helps No One Player of the Year. Plus, we'll be discussing who we think should be this year's fantasy MVP. So a wonderful show. As wonderful as my hair? Well, probably not. But I do promise you it won't be as bad as RG3 trying to slide or as bad as Peyton Manning in cold weather during the playoffs. So without further ado, here to present the award for Best Single Game Fantasy Performance, Michael Fabiano and Akbar Baja Biamila.
What's going on, man?
Hey, I'm good. We're here.
I know.
Finally here, huh? You look nice.
You
too. You dress up well.
I need a ladder, though, to sit next to you. You know, fantasy football is a team sport, but every once in a while, one player can pick up the rest of his teammates with a remarkable performance.
That's right, and these players might not win MVP for the season, but they won it for these weeks. Here are the nominees for Best Single Game Fantasy Game Performance for 2014.
Ben Roethlisberger, week 8, 44.78 fantasy points.
Throws for the end zone, and that's a Pittsburgh Steelers touchdown.
Hunt for another touchdown.
Great throw by Ben.
Touchdown!
Wow. 6 touchdown passes against the Colts.
Jonas Gray, week 11, 44.1 fantasy points.
Hands it to Gray, runs it up the middle.
Jonas Gray has a touchdown for the
pass. He runs it to the end zone for the fourth time.
Took your lunch money, took your flight, and now we're going to take your gold chains.
Le'Veon Bell, week 14, 41.5 fantasy points.
Here comes Le'Veon Bell, pylon, touchdown, he's in for the touchdown.
Here's a handoff to Bell.
Uh-oh,
look out,
uh-oh.
He's off to the races.
Stick a fork in them, they are done.
All right, and those are the finalists for Single Game Performance of the Year. Ben Roethlisberger had that huge game against the Colts. Jonas Gray not started in many leagues, but 4 touchdowns against the Colts again. And then Le'Veon Bell, who to me is the fantasy MVP, with a huge game against Cincinnati.
All three of those guys put up big numbers. I mean, you can expect that when you look at that type of performance, those guys, they helped a lot of people win fantasy games.
No question.
Well, let's get to it, right?
Let's do it, man. I'm excited.
And the winner for Best Single Game Performance, as voted by you, the fans of NFL.com. Drop it.
Ben Roethlisberger. Very nice. Big Ben putting up a big stat line against the Colts. And you know why I remember this one?
Why is that?
Yeah, he was listed as a sit in my column that week because it was a tough matchup against the Colts. They had been very difficult to score on if you were a quarterback, but not this week. Big Ben puts up a huge game, 522 yards, the 6 touchdowns, over 44 fantasy points, and they wore the prison jerseys, too.
Oh, it was an all-out jailbreak for the for Ben Roethlisberger and the fantasy points, but that helps when you have a top-five wide receiver, you have a top-five running back. Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, they really helped to propel him to the big game that he had.
And that was the first of his 2 back-to-back 6-touchdown games.
Can you imagine?
Unreal.
Yeah, that was
unbelievable.
Good.
Well, congrats to Big Ben once again, and best of luck next year.
Here to present the award for Spot Start of the Year are NFL.com fantasy editor Marcus Grant and Mr. Power Rankings Elliot Harrison.
You know, I feel like Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney should be singing our intro music right now.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. Wings was cool.
Absolutely. Live and let die. Every year, there's some unexpected fantasy performances that come from a very unexpected player you just plugged into your lineup with a hope and a dream.
It's hard to predict when that performance is going to happen, but if you had one of these players, chances are you won your matchup that week. Here are the nominees for Spot Start of the Year.
Matt Asiata, week 4, 28 fantasy points.
It is a handoff to Asiata on the read option up the middle.
Week 6, 32.24 fantasy points.
Rifle shot up the middle. Torrey Smith, touchdown. Throwing deep. Looking for Steve Smith Sr. He's in. Flacco lobs it. Touchdown, Ravens.
Martavis Bryant, week 10, 20.3 fantasy points.
Ben wants to throw it long. Running down the field is Bryant, and he catches it at the 40. The man running under it. And then it's caught. And then it's Bryant, and he's gone. An 80-yard touchdown pass.
You see, they're the nominees for the Spot Start of the Year. Of course, Matt Asiata doing it with a whole slew of teams on a bye. You know, the interesting part about that Flacco numbers, he did that in less than 20 minutes of game action.
That's right. That's right. I think I saw a little OPI on Martavis Bryant.
I saw that, too. Does that count against his nomination?
I think so. It's pretty obvious.
All right, well, here we go.
All right. Well, it's time to announce the winner for the Spot Start of the Year. I feel like I'm going for the game in Clue. Remember when you opened the envelope? Like
Professor Plum.
Did I get it right? Did I get it right? Did I get it right? Spot Start of the Year, Matt Asiata.
There it is. Matt Asiata, that huge game against 6 teams on a bye. I mean, everybody was shorthanded for running
backs
that
day. That's okay. I mean, 6 teams on a bye, but you still have 26 teams playing, right? And this guy, he showed up, and listen, they beat the Falcons, and he was a big reason why.
Absolutely. And he's a guy, he doesn't do running back stuff like get you yards or catch passes. But he scores a lot of touchdowns. He scores them in bunches, and he scored them in bunches against a Falcon run defense that turned out to be pretty awful.
He's Jim Kleinsaucer with a little more wiggle.
Wow.
There you go.
That's the scouting report. Absolutely.
Congratulations, Matt Asiata.
Spot Start of the Year winner. You are a true fantasy hero.
Still to come, we hand out the award for best draft value. Which late round star will take home the hardware? That's straight ahead on the 2014 NFL Fantasy Live Awards presented by Bose. Please welcome back to the stage James Coe and Fantasy Sports Writers Association Hall of Famer Michael Fabiano.
Who doesn't love a great deal, right?
I love a great deal.
It's like when Fabs and I went shopping together and bought the exact same jacket, cashing in our buy one, get one free at the local
something
shop.
Like that.
All right, listen, especially in fantasy when a fantasy draft bargain falls into your lap during those fantasy drafts in August.
For whatever reason, the following players slipped in drafts and owners who took a chance on them while they were handsomely rewarded.
Okay.
Here are the nominees for Best Fantasy Draft Bargain.
Mark Ingram.
To the goal line. He's in. Mark Ingram with the touchdown. Stiff arms attack for 50. 10, 5, touchdown, Mark Ingram. Mark Ingram with a huge day in the end zone.
Jeremy Maclin.
And in for a touchdown goes Jeremy Maclin. Maclin at the 25. Cuts back at the 20. And running in for the touchdown is Jeremy Maclin. He's firing for the end zone. Scores! Touchdown! Jeremy Maclin!
Emmanuel Sanders.
Sanders is there at the goal line. Touchdown, Denver.
Beautiful diving reception by Sanders.
Sanders at the goal line. Touchdown, Denver.
Emmanuel Sanders, his third touchdown catch of the evening.
Every single one of these guys, a great bargain. Mark Ingram. I mean, you look at 14th among running backs in a season where running backs was pretty much devalued. A great value there. Jeremy Maclin, one of the best wide receivers in the game. Emmanuel Sanders, though, truly, really came out of nowhere and scored a boatload of points. But the winner, Fabs, who is it? There can only be one.
I have that right here, my friends. The winner is Emmanuel Sanders.
All right, good stuff.
Emmanuel Sanders is proof that when a wide receiver goes to Denver and Peyton Manning's throwing him the football,
good things happen.
That his value can really rise. Let's just say that Emmanuel Sanders was one of the most consistent wide receivers in fantasy football as well.
Sure.
Had a boatload of 100-yard games, and earlier in the year he wasn't scoring a lot of touchdowns, but he made up for that. Midseason to now, he was fantastic.
And plus, you thought when Wes Welker came back, his value would drop, but it really didn't. Emmanuel Sanders has, as you mentioned, been a consistent producer there for Denver. All right, Fabs, let's flip it forward now and talk about some of your top sleeper picks for 2015. Mm-hmm. I know there's a quarterback you got your eye on.
No question about it. When you are looking at sleepers, mm-hmm. A lot of the reason why these guys are going to come up because they played well late the previous season, and Teddy Bridgewater has looked really good lately.
Yeah.
And you talk about this kid who's had 15-plus fantasy points in each of his last four or five games, and by the way, good sleeper this week against the Chicago Bears.
Yes.
He is someone that's going to be drafted late next year as a QB2 who could end up being a pretty nice matchup-based starter, and he'll have another year under Norv Turner's tutelage, and that's always a good thing
always
for
good
quarterback.
Thing. Yes, absolutely. How about Carlos Hyde, though?
I'm expecting Frank Gore to no longer play for the Niners next year, mm-hmm. which means Carlos Hyde comes in and becomes the featured back. And even if they do bring back Gore, maybe it's in a backup role. But Carlos Hyde, when he did play, showed some flashes of potential as a rookie. And again, the Niners, well, they're going to want to run the football. They threw it this year, and, well, they didn't do so well. So Carlos Hyde is going to have big-time sleeper potential in 2015.
And the seven Colin Kaepernick fans are mad at you right now.
Yes,
all right, let's
are.
Take a look at your Michael Fabiano's top 10 sleepers for 2015. You mentioned there, right at the top there, Teddy Bridgewater, Carlos Hyde, that's fine. Latavius Murray, so intrigued by this unknown product, Latavius Murray, because he's big and he's fast. But you look at the rest of the list there, Jerick McKinnon, a great candidate as well before he hit the IR, was getting a bulk of the carries. Didn't get touchdowns, though.
Watch out for Dante Moncrief next year. Remember, Reggie Wayne,
great
another
call.
Year older. Hakeem Nicks is a free agent. He could be a stud catching passes from Andrew Luck.
So there you go, Michael Fabiano's top 10 sleepers for 2015.
Many have called 2014 the year of the rookie receiver, so it's no surprise that several receivers are up for our Fantasy Rookie of the Year award. Find out which rookie's life will change forever when we hand out our next award after this.
He's off to the races at the 35.
Yeah, Jeremy Hill, that's big time right there. Touchdown, Sammy Watkins. Unbelievable.
Pop the cork on the champagne. That's what he looked like shooting through that hole.
Catches it at the 40. He's to the 20. High steps in. Touchdown, Giants. It's caught. Oh, what a grab by Benjamin.
Mike Evans has just tied the franchise record with his 11th touchdown grab of the season.
All right, let's talk about your Fantasy Rookie of the Year nominees. Odell Beckham Jr., who's come on strong as of late. Kelvin Benjamin, a sensational rookie out of Florida State. And how about Mike Evans, who's been doing it big all year long. All right, and your NFL Fantasy Live Rookie of the Year winner is, let's take a look here, Mr. Mike Evans. And here to accept his award is the man himself, Mike Evans, the rookie for Tampa Bay, part of the Dunkaneers. Mike, how do you feel about winning this award? You beat out some great rookies like Odell Beckham Jr. and Kelvin Benjamin.
It's great to be receiving this award, you know, being up in the same class as those guys, Odell and Kelvin. I'm fortunate, and thank y'all for letting me win.
Well, the big thing I think for us here at NFL.com was the fact that you had been doing it all year long. You know, we're talking about nearly 1,000 receiving yards, 11 touchdowns, tied for fourth most in the NFL. You're a rookie, man. How do you build on this for your sophomore campaign?
I just look to get better. You know, I left a lot of plays out on the field this year. Could have played much better, but I'm going to come back stronger, lose a little bit of weight, come back in better shape, and have a better year.
You said you can do some stuff better. What does that mean? What's some self-critiques that you have for yourself?
Just be in better shape. And, you know, stay on top of the books and the plays and being able to play faster.
Hey, you described Vincent Jackson, your teammate, another tall receiver, as a big brother. You said he set a good example for you on the field and off the field. Can you give me an example of what does that mean?
On the field, like the practice field, you know, I just watch him run routes. And him being such a big guy, he runs great routes. You know, he never complains. He always comes to work just ready to go. And I learned from that. And then off the field, he's just, you know, a great guy off the field. You know, he's real big with charity and giving back to people with military backgrounds because he comes from a military background. And, you know, he's just a great guy.
All right, there you go. Hey, you were college teammates with Johnny Manziel. What do you think of all the attention that he's received? Do you think it's fair, not fair? All the positive and the negative. What do you think about all the attention he's gotten?
He's been getting that since he stepped on the field in 2012. You know, he gets a lot of bad criticism, but I think he'll prove some people wrong next year.
Do you think it's fair, the criticism that he's received?
I mean, they put a lot on his plate already, you know, one of the most exciting college football players ever. And, you know, people, you know, talk bad about him, some talk good. I don't think it's fair.
All right, so you're a touchdown machine yourself, man. You got 11 of them already. But here's the thing, man. I've noticed you're not big on celebrations like some of your other rookie classmates. I look at Jeremy Hill. I look at Odell Beckham Jr. They got the shmoney and the whip. But you don't got one of those. What's the deal there?
I'm too big to do that. I'm smaller guys can do it. I think if you're over 6'3", you ain't supposed to dance or anything like that. But I like the dances those guys have been doing.
Hey, listen, I do notice, though, that your touchdown celebration is a little bit of an homage to another very tall receiver in Randy Moss. Talk about why you kind of pay your respects there.
He's my favorite receiver. You know, he played with a lot of swag. You know, he didn't dance. You know, he did something simple. And I did that in college, and I do it most of the time in the league.
Hey, listen, you need 7 touchdowns on Sunday to break your hero Randy Moss's rookie touchdown record. You got this, right?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Mike Evans, the incomparable. We're going to start glossing you the big machine. All right, Mike Evans there, part of the Duncaneers. Tampa Bay, the outstanding rookie. Mike Evans joining us. All right, for more now, let's throw it over to Marcus and the guys.
Time now for player comparisons presented by SAP. Marcus Grant here with Elliot, Akbar, and Fabs. And guys, we saw some incredible rookie performances this past year, and maybe looking ahead to some guys who win some hardware next year. Who knows? But we'll put some of the youngsters head-to-head. We're going to debate who will be the better pick in 2015. So we will get started with a couple of receivers. Mike Evans or Kelvin Benjamin, Fabs?
Woo! This is a close one because you know that at least one of these rookie wide receivers are going to have that sophomore slump, and Benjamin and Evans might be the two favorites here. I'm going to go with Mike Evans because I think that he is a guy who is seeing more red zone targets, and touchdowns are golden fantasy football, and he also has Vincent Jackson on the other side of the ball, so that means defenses can't put all of their defensive attention on him.
Well, I'm going to go Kelvin Benjamin here. I think that he's most likely in the Panthers, most likely to pick up another running back, probably in free agency perhaps, or even, you know, through the draft. And then you look at probably getting another wide receiver in there in the same type of way that enhances a guy like Kelvin Benjamin and his ability to go out there and continue to produce. I think Kelvin Benjamin in his sophomore year is going to be outstanding. And, you know, to me, Cam Newton is going to grow as a quarterback as well.
I just have one word for you.
What's
one
that?
Name. Excuse me, two words.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Mike Williams.
Which one?
But who is it going to be? Who is it going to be?
Mike Williams. That's all I'm going to say. Kelvin Benjamin's a guy that I would rather have. Yeah. I don't trust Mike Evans or the Tampa Bay offense. And Kelvin Benjamin, man, even when he's covered, he's open, you can just throw it up to him.
You know, the one game that did it for me for Kelvin Benjamin was that game against the Seattle Seahawks and how he got so physical as a big guy against those guys. That, to
Absolutely.
Me, that was it.
No, no doubt. So we will move on now to the next one. Akbar, start with you. Odell Beckham or a guy I know you liked all year long, Jeremy Hill.
I love both of these guys, and it's very hard for me to even make a choice here, but I'm going to have to go with Jeremy Hill. I'm going to go with the run game here because that run game is just crucial. The way Jeremy Hill just came onto the scene is outstanding. I don't think you can go bad with Odell Beckham Jr., but when you look at the physical play and Hugh Jackson and how he's going to utilize Jeremy Hill, big time, prime time.
There you go.
You know, I'm going to agree with Akbar, but I think it's very feasible that these two guys could literally go back-to-back in a draft. like literally 15 and 16 or 17 and 18 or wherever. I like Jeremy Hill a little bit better. I think Gio Bernard at this point is a glorified Darren Sproles. But Victor Cruz is coming back to the Giants.
That may impact the targets.
I want the running back, though. I'm always going to want the running back.
Well, typically I do, too, but he is potentially going to be in a committee next year. We'll see what happens. He was so good this year, though. I think you have to put him into that closer to a featured role in Cincinnati than Gio. But Odell Beckham Jr. was just gangbusters this year. He was so good, in fact, that he's been the best wide receiver in fantasy football over the last five or six
weeks. And there's a chance that the way the hype is, he's not going to be around by the time you get to draft Jeremy.
He's going to be picked before him.
Yeah, but the reason I think that they'll go right back-to-back is because people panic about running backs when they get in the second round.
There's not a lot.
He had a lot of busts this year, too.
All right, last one. Here we go. We will go with you, starting with you, Elliot. Sammy Watkins or Trey Mason?
Well, this is tough because of Buffalo Bills quarterback situation. A lot of people still don't agree with them getting Kyle Orton. I mean, what did it really deliver for them? Another playoffless campaign. Meanwhile, you stunted the growth of E.J. Manuel. Therefore, I would go Trey Mason. I like Trey Mason, what he did this year. We saw what happened with Zach Stacy. Trey Mason's a little bit different football player than Zach Stacy. Once again, I know I'm falling on this call, low-hanging fruit. He's a running back. I want my running back.
I want my running back, too. And I don't know what that quarterback situation, like he kind of alluded to, what's that situation going to be in Buffalo with Sammy Watkins. So he could go through that up and down curve, as we've seen before with that transition. Trey Mason, he's the guy getting the rock. He's the guy that's shown to be the best running back there.
Mason is probably going to go in drafts before Watkins because of that need for running backs in the first four or five rounds. But I wouldn't be surprised if Sammy Watkins has a better season. He, to me, is one of the most athletic rookie wide receivers in the last 10 years. I mean, he's been that good. The problem is they don't have anyone else on the other side of the field.
Defense is focused on it, and
we have a quarterback situation in Buffalo.
Because
we're
talking about Sammy Watkins, this is where I make my obligatory Robert Woods reference. And, yeah.
That's it.
Hey, nice comparisons presented by SAP. Coming up on NFL Fantasy Live, the waiver wire is where fantasy heroes are born. Find out which player stole the show this season and deserves the title of Waiver Wire Pickup of the Year. And the curse of touchdown vultures continued in 2014. But one player helped fans the least. See which guy grabs the award for that helps no one. Player of the Year.
Stick around.
That was a pro.
Welcome back to the 2014 NFL Fantasy Live Awards. Fresh from hair and makeup, here once again is James Coe.
Welcome back. If you watch us here on NFL Fantasy Live with any regularity, you've come to expect the absurd. Whether it's Adam Rank wearing women's footwear or Admiral Akbar drinking raw eggs, I believe this show is truly one of the best sports shows on television because we don't take ourselves too seriously and we love to have fun, both on and off camera.
Okay,
Cray,
Allez, that's French.
Get him!
Knock your glasses off, man!
There you go. You have no rhythm.
All right, coming up on NFL Fantasy Live, we're going to answer your NFL genius.
You're like all those teens who hook up on horror movies. You're dead to me, dude.
Dear Mr. Jim Harbaugh, why do you hate me? Look, the NFL game is not something you just come in here and say, oh, I'm Johnny Manziel, well, the Heisman, I'm going to come up there and just start balling on guys. No, that doesn't happen.
Well, I keep putting him in my lineup, and it keeps going back with 0 points.
Look, have you tried maybe restarting?
Oh, thanks, Dr. Hawking. I hadn't thought of any of those obvious answers.
Issue number two, why can't Akbar grow a mustache? He is leaving me hanging here in November. Look at that.
Really? Bold prediction last week. We're going crazy with our bold predictions. Next.
Good look.
I don't even believe you. Really, I think you're a fraud. Like, really, look at this, man. Hey. Like, you wanted to talk.
I can't.
Oh, my God. These don't fit at all. Boy. Well, you got to take your toe socks off. You're not even from Kansas.
The toes. This is so easy.
You can't.
Why do people think this is tough?
No, let me show you.
I can dance.
Excuse me, Adam.
I'm ice skating.
He's out of control.
What's up? I can ice skate.
This is going to go.
Akbar, hold me.
Oh, Akbar. So special. All right, for our next award here are Elliot Harrison and Michael Fabiano to present the Fantasy Waiver Wire Pickup of the Year.
key to a fantasy championship is avoiding the pitfalls of the waiver wire and claiming the right player at the right time.
I didn't realize I was standing next to Matthew McConaughey. There's free agent gold to be had out there, and no players were brighter than these three. And here are the nominees for Waiver Wire Pickup of the Year.
Justin Forsett.
Justin Forsett, who has gone over 100 yards in the first half alone.
That was a classic Justin Forsett touchdown run.
Give it to Justin Forsett, and he's in for the touchdown.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Ridiculous. That's worthy of Discovery Center.
Ridiculous one-handed circus catches in the end zone.
That is a difference maker, folks.
C.J. Anderson.
Holy cow.
At 5'8", that'd be one heck of a power forward in the NBA.
Breaks a tackle, trying to go back the other way. He's going to score.
Anderson off right guard into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver.
Babs, these waiver wire pickups, well, what do you think?
Pretty special and helped a lot of people get to their fantasy playoffs, although Justin Forsett did not play well in said playoffs. He was one of the best waiver wire pickups.
We get older.
Of 2014.
Waiver wire pickups stay the same age.
They stay the same age, my man. All right. Do you want to know who the winner is?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, you know what? I have this little envelope in my pocket here to announce the winner of the 2014 Waiver Wire Pickup of the Year. Odell Beckham Jr.
OBJ!
How about that, huh? Odell Beckham Jr. was just unbelievable.
Heck of a job. Heck of a job. Best waiver wire pickup any of us has ever seen.
You think McConaughey plays fantasy football?
I don't know. He's driving around in SUVs.
Well, you know what? If he didn't, he picked up Odell Beckham Jr. Well, he had a good chance to make it to his fantasy championship. Did you know that in the first 10 games of the year, Odell Beckham Jr. scored more fantasy points than any other wide receiver since 1960? I mean, so basically ever, the best waiver wire pickup of 2014.
He was smooth as silk. He was true and dominated for Big Blue, Fabs.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You know what, Harrison? You're something else. Is it Don Johnson or is it McConaughey?
Hey, you're the Hall of Famer. Congratulations, OBJ.
Congratulations to Odell Beckham Jr. And we look forward to seeing what you can do during your sophomore season.
Here are four men who barely missed being enshrined on the That Helps No One Wall of Fame. It's Adam Rank, James Coe, Marcus Grant, and Akbar Baja Biamila.
Thank you, voice of God. Yes, each and every week we take a look back at those unheard-of players who robbed precious fantasy points from the guys we actually started on Sunday. It's a tearjerker for some curtain jerkers, a segment we like to call...
No one!
Let's go to the video, and there is the epicenter, Houston, Texas. Although this time it was in Cleveland. But there it is, J.J. Watt with the fade. J.J. Watt is running an actual pass pattern. This isn't a fat guy just running out there stumbling.
Michael Crabtree can't catch fade.
Defensive linemen are people too, you know.
They are people too. He went in motion on that one, went out, a designed play for him to go out. He scored. It's all fun and good.
That boy good.
Green Bay, Carolina driving. Derek Anderson?
Yeah.
Looking for... Brenton Burson?
Sure, that's not Cole.
I'm
Beasley?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Cole oh, no. Beasley. No, it's Stone.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. It looks like a young Stone Cold Steve Austin. Stunning Steve. The touchdown pass from Brian Pillman. But guess what?
Brenton makes good crackers.
That helps no one.
Let's go to London. And there it is. No, it's not DeMarco Murray. He helped everybody this season. But that tricky Wembley Stadium turf gets caught right there in the face
Isn't
mask.
He the Pro Bowl?
And so,
that stuff is tough.
Hey, whoa. Well, what's he doing on the sideline? It's okay. It's on the,
that's cool.
It's on the 40. And then here comes curtain jerker McGee. He's running down there. Can you fall down? Fall down. Joey Randle, fall down. No. He's got to score the touchdown. DeMarco Murray,
McGee,
the guy we actually started that week, he's on the sideline, and we're crying in our beards because
that helps no one.
Those were your three nominees, deserving one and all. And the winner of the That Helps No One Player of the Year goes. Where's the card? Like, there's usually something. Hey, look, TV's Dylan Milner trying not to bust. It's J.J. Watt, everybody.
I'm ineligible, J.J. Watt.
You know what? Why J.J. Watt is not tight end eligible, I will never know. And that is one thing that I vow next season we will try to rectify. So, J.J. Watt, congratulations. You deserve to be the MVP of the NFL. But when it comes to fantasy football and stealing touchdowns, strike up the band because
there helps no one!
Molly Carr, we miss you!
This season had highs but several lows. As the circle of life continues to spin, we continue awarding our Bust of the Year award. That, plus a preview of our fantasy MVP, is next on the 2014 NFL Fantasy Live Awards. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back to the stage two Fantasy Peas in a Pod, Marcus Grant and Michael Fabiano.
Would you be the peas and I'm the carrots? Is that what
we're talking about? Yeah, Jenny, just like peas and carrots.
In spite of a perfect storm of talent, opportunity, and scheme, some players still find a way to bring great shame to their fantasy owners. Where's Dave Damaschek?
You took a chance on these players, and for unknown reasons, they let you down week after week. After week. So here are the nominees for the 2014 Fantasy Bust of the Year.
Cordarrelle Patterson.
Cordarrelle tried to make a one-handed, left-handed catch.
A throw on first down. Ponder's throw is incomplete.
Moving ahead up the middle.
In and out of the hands.
It'll be an end around to Cordarrelle Patterson, right to left, and it fooled absolutely nobody.
Zach Stacy.
They give it to Zach. Up the middle. Tough sledding. Not much there. Puts his head down. They give it to Zach Stacy.
Oh,
up the middle. He lost the football. It's on the ground.
Stacy fumbles. Picked up by the Buccaneers.
The offense has to get the ball moving here, and I think they got to start doing it on the ground.
Doug Martin.
One back set, get the ball to Doug Martin. Martin's going to be bottled up.
Out of the I formation, hand off to Martin, running to his right, and he'll get a yard, and that's it.
McCown going to give, and in the backfield before the guy could get moving, brought down for a loss.
Well, there you go, Marcus. And if you drafted any of these guys, you probably didn't make it to your fantasy championship. I know that I drafted every one of these guys in different leagues because I'm in 11. Not anymore, though, because the season is all but over. Cordarrelle Patterson, Zach Stacy, and Doug Martin certainly disappointed everyone who took them.
So the winner, and we're using that term advisedly, for the 2014 Fantasy Bust of the Year is voted on by you, the fans, at NFL.com. It goes to, not a surprise here, Cordarrelle Patterson.
Definitely not a surprise. And after he had that big game in week one.
Big game, big play. He had one big run.
But after that, everyone's, oh, man, we were all right about Cordarrelle. He's going
to
have a great season.
I tweeted to the heavens about it. Jeez.
Did you know that he went on to score 60 fantasy points all year? 6-0.
Like Ben Roethlisberger had almost that many in one game.
He was 76th among wide receivers in fantasy points. 76. 75. I didn't know there were 75 wide receivers in the league. Jeez. But Cordarrelle Patterson, clearly, and I was right on his bandwagon, and the wheels fell off.
We were all on that. Maybe it's because it was too heavy until the wheels fell off the bandwagon.
It could. Maybe the hype just got too heavy for him.
It went south. So Cordarrelle Patterson, for sinking tons of fantasy seasons early on, congratulations. For more now on some potential busts to watch out for in 2015, we'll throw it over to James and the guys.
Marcus Grant, Michael Fabiano there. James Coe here with Akbar and Rank. Or Akbar and Rank.
Right, yeah, we'll get it.
All right, yeah, we'll get it.
We get confused.
Let's talk about some big-name guys that could be potential busts in 2015. And Akbar, we'll start with you.
Well, I'm going to go with Father Time here because Father Time is undefeated when you think about Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning, you know, is a guy that I think is going to be a potential best bust for 2015. You know, these last 5 weeks, they haven't been the best for Peyton Manning. We've really seen the decline, and I think it has a lot to do with age. And, you know, it's hard to believe because he has been great, especially early in the season last year. Who could forget? We just thought that that was going to carry over. I think it stops in 2014, 5 weeks ago. This is it. If you take Peyton Manning, that's a huge risk.
Now do you believe me?
I believe you now.
Right. Adam Rank, how about DeMarco Murray?
Yeah, he was somebody that I would be a little bit concerned about next season because he played in a contract year and performed admirably. The biggest concern about him was playing a full 16-game schedule because he hadn't done it before in his career. But suddenly, when he's trying to get the big bucks, wants to get, of course he's going to be. He's got a broken hand. Of course he's going to be out on the field. He's DeMarco Murray. All of a sudden, he's Superman. So he did go out there. He performed very well. Somebody's going to give him a hefty paycheck, and somebody's going to draft him in your first round next year, and that guy will probably be disappointed.
Okay, Adam Rank, the guy I'm going to pick is Brandon Marshall.
How dare you?
You know what? The guy is, again, you mentioned Father Time, Akbar. You know, he's getting up there in age. We don't know the status of Jay Cutler, what his situation will be like. And, you know, Alshon Jeffery's really just emerged for Chicago as basically their kind of sort of their go-to guy.
Yep. And Douglas is there, too. And Martellus Bennett has played really well. Matt Forte, he'll be coming up, too. You know, there's a lot of options in that offense.
You know, and I think you got to also wonder about his motivation as well. You know, clearly a lot of what he's doing right now.
He's getting all that Showtime money.
That's exactly
right. So, you know what? You know what it's like being on two different networks.
All right, coming up, a lot of players put up big-time points in 2014, but there can be only one fantasy MVP. Find out who our experts say is the most deserving of fantasy's holiest award next. All right, let's take a look at your nominees for the SAP Fantasy Player of the Year. Fans, make sure you log on and vote at NFL.com/FPOY. The winner's going to be announced at the NFL Honors the day before the Super Bowl. Your nominees, Andrew Luck, Le'Veon Bell, DeMarco Murray, Antonio Brown, ODB on the list. Rob Gronkowski, clearly your best tight end this year. And the Ghost is a kicker on the list as well. I love it. And the Philadelphia Eagles, your highest scoring defense in fantasy this year. All right, welcome back to the 2014 Fantasy Live Awards. James Coe here with all the guys. Gentlemen, you saw the list. Let's talk about who should be this year's fantasy MVP. Fabs, we're going to start with you, my friend.
See, I was torn because I love DeMarco Murray. He's a Cowboy, and he was one of the best running backs in fantasy. But I've got to go with Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell was the man down the stretch. This is a guy who had three straight games with 200-plus scrimmage yards. And during the fantasy playoffs, he was phenomenal. Whether it was the matchup was poor or not, it didn't matter. He put up huge numbers. And, in fact, I have Le'Veon Bell now listed as the number one pick in 2015.
Well, he has to be. With over 2,000 scrimmage yards, I mean, what he did in the passing game, too, was phenomenal as well. And that was the thing that was very impressive. And a lot of people are afraid to say this, but I'm going to go ahead and say this. He reminds me a lot of LaDainian Tomlinson. Mm-hmm. I mean, and the way he's played and the way he's, I mean, just helps his team, I think he should be the number one overall pick over all of the other big-name guys out there.
By the way, I saw LaDainian in the hallway. I said, hey, Ak and I are comparing Le'Veon Bell to you. And he said, hey, as soon as he can throw a touchdown pass, that's right.
Well played.
That's
well
pretty
played.
Good.
That's
that was
good.
Good.
That was good.
All right, so listen, Odell Beckham Jr. is definitely another guy who is an MVP candidate, especially because people picked him up off the waiver wire, Elliot.
Exactly, and this is why he would be my nominee. I mean, how many people are out there in fantasy? You're hanging out at 2-3 or 1-4. You're thinking, this isn't the year for me
right.
because you're weak at wide receiver or every week. You're trying to figure out who to flex, and you picked up Odell Beckham Jr.
Stud.
You probably went all the way through, man. I'd love to see the data on how many teams won their leagues because they picked up this guy. And to me, that's what a most valuable player is. Who made the difference? You had to invest a heavy draft pick in Le'Veon Bell, not in this guy.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not afraid to say this. He's the greatest receiver of all time. Oh, I'm sorry, Akbar. I thought this was ridiculous hyperbole. I'm totally mistaken.
It's a fantasy award show. That's what you're supposed to use hyperbole.
Oh, my mistake. But yes, he did. He was a difference maker, as Elliot said.
He was great. DeMarco.
He was great.
The end.
Yeah. He's like,
We're done. We're done. Andrew Luck, obviously, on there. But DeMarco Murray, also another guy at the running back position who was basically a stud from the word go.
And that is the reason I think he's the fantasy player of the year.
Because, great call.
Sure. Le'Veon Bell, he was nice. Mm-hmm. But the beginning of the year, he was splitting time with LeGarrette Blount. We had to wait till week 5 for Odell Beckham to even get on the field.
That's
and it wasn't
point.
Until about week 8 until he started putting up those video game numbers. Meanwhile, every week to start the season, you could just lock in DeMarco Murray for 100 yards. He was just gonzo from the start of the year. And then in week 16, you're playing your championships, and everybody's worried, oh, what about DeMarco Murray's hand? He went out and got you 58 and a touchdown while Andrew Luck was putting up 0.3 fantasy points. So from start to finish, DeMarco Murray was there.
Unless you traded him after week 1.
Well, then there's...
No! There's
Marcus, I disagree.
You know, I will say this, though. Andrew Luck, I had Andrew Luck penciled in there as fantasy MVP early on, But then you can't go out like the way you did and win the fantasy MVP award.
That's like losing the Heisman Trophy.
That's right. No, the postseason shouldn't matter in the fantasy. Just like the regular, just like when they're voting for regular MVP.
Hashtag Peyton. All right, to see who wins the award for 2014 fantasy MVP, be sure to watch the NFL Honors on January 31st, the day before the Super Bowl, 9 p.m. on NBC. Thank you, everyone, for watching this season. We'll see you all in 2015. Molly Karam, Matt Money Smith. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
I don't know why, man.